Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Hero Process Podcast, the podcast designed to help you find and live your life purpose, giving you tips and hacks and lots of interviews with people who are in the space to hopefully help you on your way. And I'm your host, Adam Tanami, and I am a life purpose coach myself. And I'm here today with the wonderfully named Laszlo Bliss. Tell us, Laszlo, is that your real name?
It is indeed, and you're not the first person to wonder. I used to get messages on Facebook saying, is that your real name? And I'd be like, yeah, it is. I didn't make it up. I mean, it's just natural. Thank my dad for that.
I love it. You're so meant to be in this space. It's amazing. And you worked in recruitment, right? And you were on the agency side, I know, previously. So I would imagine that was probably a good name to have. It would probably, people are not going to forget that name, right?
Yeah, no, exactly, to be fair, but it actually helps quite a lot. I actually got a job in my, before I left the agency, went into internal, I got a job. One of the reasons was like, you got a great name, it's memorable, they're not going to forget you, because I was starting a whole site from scratch, so it has helped me, actually, yeah.
I can imagine. And one of the reasons Laszlo and I connected is that I used to work in recruitment as well many years ago. And I always remember there was a girl that worked in our office called Julie Amore. If you're watching, more. Julie, hello. But her name used
That's
to
a great name.
Like it did. Like you can imagine being shouted across the road, but I've got a Julie Amore for you, John. you can imagine, right?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Cool. Okay. So Laszlo, we've known each other just for a few short weeks, but we've been speaking a lot over that time. We have a shared mutual passion for life purpose. And I've just been so impressed with you, without wanting to blow smoke up you. Like your drive and passion for life purpose, even though you're still working in internal recruitment at the moment, is unparalleled. And I know you're setting up an event, which we'll talk about later, off your own back. You're doing it for the love and for the good of people, your fellow man. And it's really enlightening, and it makes me smile. So,
Thank you.
Congratulations to you. And look, I wanted to get you on because hopefully that passion can rub off on a few other people who perhaps know their life purpose or want to find it. And you can just get out there and start to do some things, okay? Which is what you've done. It's really, really respect to you. And also, running an event in a few weeks. We wanted to give that a good plug and explain what that's about. It's going to be taking place in London. Laszlo, would you start, please, by introducing yourself and tell us a little bit what has been your life purpose journey? How did we connect? Give us a flavor.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the kind words, Adam. That makes me smile as well. And it's great, obviously, bearing in mind our background's quite similar as well. So, I'll go through how we met. It's quite an interesting question as well. So first, obviously, my name's Laszlo Bliss. I'm born and raised in East London. I'm Hungarian. The name Laszlo is Hungarian. People think I'm Italian. I'm like, nope, I'm Hungarian. I have to have that conversation a lot as well. I work full-time in internal recruitment. I lead up the EMEA practice for an AI software company. I do all their technical hiring. That is my full-time job that pays the bills. As you know, we all need money. Money makes the world go round. On the side, however, I've obviously moved into this side around helping people discover and find their purpose. I'm doing this in conjunction with a young kid. He's 3 years old. He's a boy. He's in his prime. If he was here right now, he'd be jumping up on the screen and pressing buttons. So I'm doing that while struggling a full-time family, and a full-time job. But obviously, it's something that I feel very passionate about. It's something that, and we'll go through this, I'm sure, that has kind of risen to me, and it makes sense. So I'm just really, really excited to get the opportunity to even go and do this, really. I guess in terms of how we met, you touched on it already, but I mean, when I first decided I was going to be doing this event, I was thinking, I need to reach out to people because I don't know everything. I'm one person and I'm still at the early parts of this. And using my LinkedIn skills, I've done a Boolean search string on LinkedIn. Actually, I put life, purpose, and coach and stuff like that. And Adam, your name popped up straight away on the list. And when I looked into your LinkedIn profile and I went to your website and I listened to some of your podcasts and I listened to your background and everything that happened, it like resonated so well. And I was like, this is my mission. I've got to reach out. I've got to reach out to you. I've got to. And, I was quite persistent in the way, because you was on holiday at the time, if you remember. So I called you twice. I messaged you on WhatsApp. I sent you an email. And then eventually you come back to me and you was like, yeah, great, let's speak. I'm on holiday right now. But yeah, no, it was just a great opportunity to get to meet someone who was in that path and had experience already. But that's how it all come together anyway.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, and it was such a synergy between our backgrounds. Crazy. So it was clearly meant to be. So tell me, how did you get into life purpose?
I mean, I don't want to spend too long on this because I could probably write a book about it. But to be honest, when I first come to the realization, it felt so natural to me and organic. Like I've always, even in my job, I'm the middleman and I'm empowering people to get work. In my family, I'm a middleman as well, and I've always been the person in between, trying to stop brothers arguing, keep the parents set back. I don't know, it's always been a natural aspect to me. But of course, I didn't know this was my pathway, or consciously anyway. A series of events transpired and it kind of took me to this. And when it came to me, I was like, this is it, this makes sense. So it all started around 5 years ago. I got an eye infection and I thought it was nothing crazy. But when I went to the doctors, they said that in conjunction with a lower back problem I had, there could be a link between a weak gene. So they put me on a very intensive steroid course for a week. I had to take eye drops like for once every hour for 1 week. And I was told basically if this doesn't resolve it, then it can open up a Pandora box of problems. So during that week, I was sat there thinking, and I was watching that Marvel program at the time as well. The guy who's blind, I forgot his name then, the Marvel one, he was on Netflix at the time. And I was thinking, what have I been doing with my life? Like I could lose my eyesight. And I've been sitting there stressing out, worrying about work, self-medicating, partying, doing all these things as opposed to actually confronting really what was going on internally for me. So I said to myself, if I get through this, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna change something. And guys, I obviously I passed it. I've got through it, which was great news. And I was very addicted to gaming at the time as well. I'll come back straight from work, just get lost in it, and I wouldn't go to sleep till like 1 o'clock in the morning. I was just playing gaming. So I sold my gaming PC that next week, which cost over a grand, and I bought a MacBook. And I was like, I'm going to do something that I've always wanted to do because I've come from a film and TV background. I studied at university. I used to write loads and read loads. And I was like, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a book. So I started to write a book. I got to 200,000 words or so. And I was like, well, this is difficult. Let me now try something else. How can I gain some experience? So I decided, let me write shorter articles. Let me do a blog. So I created a blog. Gave £500 to a developer to develop a website, pre-wrote like 15, 16 articles. That was probably me being procrastinating and being fearful to go in there. Got the website up after 1 or 2 months. I was like, this isn't it. I'm ready for something else. So I went onto YouTube. And then I went onto YouTube. I focused on technology because I was told by a consultant that start on something broad as opposed to niche, because I was looking at more perception and changing people's views and open up their awareness. I worked on that for like nearly a year, built up a subscriber list of nearly 1,000. And I got to a point literally in January where I was like, or December, and I was like, this isn't it. I'm hitting a block again. And I spent a couple of months just like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And I went to a self-development course and it really helped remove the blockers and fears around it. And it really got me present to what I like doing, which is helping people and empowering people. That's when I feel most alive. And then it come to me that I'm going to do this event and I'm going to help people help and discover their purpose. And I felt like me doing this at that point will also help me discover my purpose. And that's exactly what's happened. Because the initial idea wasn't actually finding my purpose. It was helping people improve by 1%. And that evolved into this. And yeah, now I'm here. A
So
bit of a journey.
great, it's a great story. I have to say, not many people find it the way that you have. It does feel like you're on it. I mean, maybe we need to do a little bit more work to refine it a little bit, what the purpose is, but it feels like you are in the flow.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? It's exciting. You can feel it. Tangible.
Truly excited. So I'm speaking to my partner as well, and I'm like, there's days where I'm just smiling and like, and I'm just doing something that I feel so passionate about. And I do it naturally. That's the thing. I help people naturally. It's something that I've always, and it's been a process of me actually helping myself as well to get to this stage. Because for me, it was just helping everyone and not myself. Yeah. But through this journey, I've learned to actually self-love and self-care as well, which in turn allows me to help other people. So, yeah.
Even more so, yeah, it's reverse. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So, look, everyone has a different perspective on what life purpose is. Tell us, what is life... I'll say that again, actually, because I'm going to edit this later. What is life purpose for you?
It's a million-dollar question. As you said, it's different views, different perceptions. For me, it is your true greatness. It's the things you do most natural. And that could be from you being good at communicating with people, because that can evolve. It could be something as simple as you being great with your hands. So it's something that is your true greatness. It's something that you was put here on earth to do. It's your calling. I think, personally, for me, as you can see, my journey was a bit, it wasn't a big eureka moment. I didn't wake up one day again, oh, I'm going to become a public speaker and help people discover their purpose. It was a series of events that brought me to this. And one day you can just get a big eureka moment. It is possible, I'm not saying that. But for me, it's a evolving process. It's a pilgrimage, because those times I mentioned, I've skimmed through it, but there was a lot of times which were very challenging and difficult and very uncomfortable. Like, me going onto YouTube was very difficult for me, because I was getting my face out there. Me getting and writing my blog was very personal. It was my thoughts I was putting on paper and putting out there. So it was a lot of uncomfortable moments. But the point of your purpose, in my view anyway, is when you cover those elements and you get through it, that is the fuel, and it makes you feel alive. And it takes you forward and forward to, if we're looking at, if looking at it as a pilgrimage and it's a mountain, each step is taking you higher up to reach that peak. And then even then, when you get there, it's kind of like, what's next for me? And that's the beauty of it. And that's the beauty of life and the beauty of your life purpose as well. It is constantly evolving and shaping. But it's that feeling when you're alive and things are just flying by and time flies by. That's what it feels like to me.
Wow. Love it. Yeah. It's a really good definition. Thank you. So,
pleasure.
Tell us about the event. Where is it? When is it? How will people find out about it? What's it all about?
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. It is on the 22nd of July, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Bounce Old Street in London. You can get tickets on Eventbrite. It's a free event as well. I'm just doing this because I want to get the ball rolling. I'm taking that step into a new way of being as well. And I just want to help people. You can also view the event on meetups as well. So it's both over there. And in terms of the actual event itself, it's going to be an interactive talk, presentation. I'm going to be going through stuff like philosophy, good habits, breaking this down in reference to your passion, taking action, and overcoming fear, overcoming challenges, and just creating the right mindset for you to take that first step. That's what I'm looking for. And obviously, you've been very helpful in this as well, helping on this journey, Adam, and you're going to get involved as well and go through some exercises to really help remove those blockers of stuff as well. But yeah, that's the crux of it, just to help people, give them that, empower them to take that step.
Empowering people to help them find their life purpose.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Just to add, because people might be watching this in a few years' time, this is 2023, we're filming this, so it's this 22nd of July, 2023, in London at Old Street, for those of you who are in the area, it'd be great to see you. And it's a free event. So Lazo, this is one of the things that impressed me about Lazo. There's no money angle in this for him. He does want to make it a career eventually, but this is this is you kind of wanting to do something. It feels good for you and you're following your passion, right? Which is all about life purpose. It's fantastic. Okay, so I'm just going to leave it. I want to leave those listening or watching just with something that they can practically go and do today, other than book to go to the event. So is there something you could say to people listening or watching now that would allow them to go away and just get started on their life purpose journey straight away?
Absolutely. Marcus Aurelius, if people are not aware, was a Roman emperor. And one of his key things was your purpose is right in front of you. It's not hidden. So I think find out what you love, what you're good at. And things can evolve over time. Because as a kid, I wanted to be a footballer. I mean, if I could still make it as a footballer now, then great. But your purpose and stuff evolves. But there's always something, there's a connection there where you've commonly done something very well and you do it natural and you do it well. And like for me, when I started my journey, it was writing, and I was always good at writing. I was always good at communicating that onto paper and being very descriptive. So my first step was, I mean, it was a bit extreme, but I sold my PC, didn't I, straight away, and I bought a Mac. But for you, it could be something as simple as if you felt like you wanted to be a writer or a novelist, then you can start going on YouTube and literally starting that journey and starting that internal dialogue about how to write a great story. You could buy a pen, you can buy a notepad. Just take the first step, because the first step is the one that usually stops us and one that is the most uncomfortable for us, because we're stepping into something that we don't know of, and change could be scary. This new area, we don't know what we're doing. We're also scared what other people are going to think. Going to write a novel, this guy can't write a novel, all these different thoughts that come through your head, but you just need to take that initial step. And the step's important because it starts the internal dialogue between you. And I'm a big believer in intuition, and I think that's a muscle as well, something that grows the more you use it, the more you recognize it. And when you start this dialogue and you try things out, like I did when I tried writing this book, and then you realize, wait a minute, there might be something else with this. So you know what you like and what you don't like, but it just requires you to take that initial step and move forward. And you'll realize that things will open up to you, momentum will build, and things will add up.
Love it.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. Yeah, that's really inspirational. Thank you, Lazo. So for anyone interested in the event, you can find it on Eventbrite. It's listed as how to find your life purpose. If you search on under that date, 22nd of July, 2023, it's a free event. We'd love to see you there. We're both going to be talking, doing some exercises. It's a great way to connect with us and to find out about your own life purpose. All right. Thank you, Laszlo. This has been another episode of the Hero Process Podcast. We look forward to seeing you on the other side.